Test 72, Section 2, Question 21. Here we're looking for an assumption answer choice. And so as we look at it, it says, genuine happiness consists not in pleasurable feelings, but instead in one's sense of approval of one's character and project. So basically, happiness isn't so much pleasurable feelings as sense of approval of your character and projects. So basically, how you're doing in life. Thus, the happy life, in fact, tends to be the good life. Where the good life is understood not as it usually is these days as a life of material well-being, but rather a morally virtuous life. So the conclusion is that good life and happy life are the same, and they've defined happy life as morally virtuous one, and they've defined good life as sense of approval of character and projects. So we're assuming that sense of approval of character and projects is the same as morally virtuous life. So we're kind of assuming that those two things are the same. So I would go and look for this in the answer. It's one where I think you can predict this based on kind of the gap in the argument. So a morally virtuous life requires the rejection of material well-being. We don't have to assume that it requires the rejection of it, but just that it's not dependent on that. People who approve of their own character and projects tend to lead morally virtuous lives. It's good enough. It links the two things that we were asking for, and it's weak. Tend to. Approval of one's own character and projects tends not to result in pleasurable feelings. No, we need to link it into the virtuous life. Attaining happiness is the real goal of people who strive. We don't have to assume that what their real goal is. Material well-being does not increase one's sense of approval of one's moral, of one's character and projects. Now, this one is a little bit tempting because it's going to give us the structure in that it will help us get to that the happy life is not necessarily linked to material well-being, but what we really need to prove is that it is linked to a virtuous life. And that's why B is better, because it's saying not what the good life is, where the good life is understood not as this thing but as this thing. We don't have to prove that it's not that other thing. We have to prove that it is a morally virtuous life, and therefore B is our best response.